This is an Australian Audio Wiki News weekly summary for the week of February the 6th to the 12th, 2006. Australian Prime Minister John Howard and state and territory leaders have promised to spend an extra $1.1 billion on mental health over the next 5 years. The funding is part of a broad strategy to improve the standard of mental health care and includes additional places for medical students and a national phone advice network. The announcement was made at the Council of Australian Governments meeting held on February the 10th. The bill on whether the Australian Federal Health Minister, Tony Abbott, should not exercise ministerial control of the abortifacient RU486 has passed the Australian Senate February 9th. If the bill passes the Australian House of Representatives, the Therapeutic Goods Administration will exercise control and evaluation of the suitability of the drug for use in Australia. The bill will be debated in the House of Reps on February the 14th. Police Chief Commissioner Christine Nixon has warned of an increase in police and military activity in Melbourne in preparation for the Commonwealth Games. A 24-hour temporary police station inside the 20-hectare Athletes Village will be staffed by 109 officers. The station will house a monitoring centre for the village's closed-circuit TV network, keeping tabs on nearly 6,000 athletes and officials from 71 countries for the 7 weeks during the Games. Ms. Nixon said people should not be alarmed. They will be seeing over the next month or two an increase in some air activity and perhaps military on the streets coming into place for the support they'll give to the Games. Commissioner Nixon says the Defence Forces have an important role to play. The Australian Parliament resumed sitting February the 7th, with the Australian Labor Party federal opposition attacking the government during question time over its involvement and knowledge of illegal kickbacks being paid by AWB Limited to Saddam Hussein. Opposition leader Kim Beazley and Shadow Foreign Affairs Minister Kevin Rudd asked all of the opposition's questions during question time and focused solely on the Oil for Food program. New South Wales Premier Morris Yemma announced Sunday that his government would be introducing parenting contracts for parents of children who are at risk of neglect. The contracts are the next element of the government's respect and responsibility reforms announced last month. Premier Yemma believes that the contracts will help to reduce juvenile crime by forcing parents to take responsibility for their children's actions. Parents would be forced to sign the contracts by the Children's Court and could require parents to attend parenting classes, undergo counselling, stop drug use, or stop consuming excessive amounts of alcohol on a case-by-case basis. To receive more up-to-date Australian news items as they occur, please visit wikinews.org and follow the links to the Australian portal. This has been a weekly summary for Australian Audio Wiki News. The recording has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.